to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you will be entered in for a chance to win your favorite Mr. Floor cleaning product. That came out real easy.
Did it?
No.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Exactly. There you go.
Take two.
And if you give us a call, you will have a chance to win a cleaning product of your choice from MrFloor.com. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. That was a little better. So, all right, we'll just cut that part out, Rich, right?
Yes. Like, it's not like it's live radio.
No.
It's live streaming.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
We don't sweat the small stuff.
Just you edit it in your mind.
Exactly.
I have that 7-second delay. Next time I'll just
dump
it and you can redo it again.
Okay.
Just hit the dump button.
That's good. So ask Tricksky if we've got Mark on the line. Is it Mark?
Yep.
All right, let's go to line three. Mr. Klein, are you there, sir? Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello? Maybe not.
Maybe somewhere else.
Are we there?
Excuse me, Mark. Are you there?
Mark? It's Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff?
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties.
Sonar.
Is this where somebody gets fired?
No.
No.
It's radio. Isn't that brain surgery? Nobody's going to die.
Right.
I did a little broadcasting class at Columbia, and they always said, the instructor said, yeah, as soon as it goes silent, you know, apply for a job.
Right. There you go.
As soon as the station goes off the air.
Will from Skokie, are you there? Hello?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, how there you he doing?
Good. You were talking about floors before and decks. My wife and I, we had a number of 1923 and 4 flats in the city.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I would go and sand the floors, the way that I would finish them was, sand them like you regularly sand them. And then I would use
big board right hand, small board left hand.
Of turpentine and marine spar urethane. The kind they use on boat hulls.
Uh-huh.
Put that stuff on, let it cure, then do a rough sanding, and then put on the full surface urethane, full strength urethane.
Right.
Lasted a long time because nobody ever washes a rental car, and so that was just one way to do it. Another little story, too, led to me by your advertisement for that company up in Glenview, electricians.
Uh-huh.
I had a client, they were buying a new construction in the city, a townhome kind of thing, and a garage. And the guy who was buying it had a Tesla. And he says, could you put in, a charge station?
Right.
And he goes, yeah, I can have my electrician do that. And I said, so your electrician's one of 35 in the entire state licensed to do that? And the client says, don't worry about it. So, okay, don't worry about it. Got a call back from the client like 6 months later. The garage burned down because of the charging station.
Uh-huh.
And because the work was done by a contractor who wasn't qualified to do it, they wouldn't pay the insurance on the garage, nor would they pay the insurance on the Tesla.
Oh, wow. Man.
So he lost all of it. So that's why I say, buy guys, we're qualified. You know?
Uh-huh. That's it.
Because if you did it, the garage burned down, they'd sue you.
Right. But that's what we got insurance for.
Yeah.
So, and
right, exactly.
And I was talking to
I actually go back it up is why he got trained to install those properly so that you don't have it. So then the insurance is only a just in case.
Right. So
exactly.
I was talking to the electrical inspector in Wilmette, and he had two garages burned down like back to back.
Charging stations?
Yes.
Really?
But what these knuckleheads were doing was there was already two wires going out. There's one, it's a 15 amp circuit, you know, that already ran out to the detached garage. And it, you know, there's one hot, one neutral.
Yeah.
What they did was they went out there and they just made both of those wires hot.
Okay.
A Tesla pulls, and it's only rated for 15 amps, and they were running 50 amps through it, 50 amps through those wires. Because
Who in their right mind would do that?
I don't know.
Nobody in their right mind.
No, that's why the garage is burnt down.
Yeah, no, it looks like toaster. It looked like a toaster element by the time you flip that puppy out.
Exactly, but so that's that's it. You know, they didn't care. They just made it work. It worked until it caught on fire.
Well, for the first little bit.
Right.
That's amazing to
me.
Everything works until it doesn't anymore.
Well, exactly.
But, no.
Like my body.
Exactly. Join the club. When you turn 60, man, it's a lot of fun.
Which I mean, like Rodney Dangerfield.
Go ahead, Will.
It's just, the thing that you want to really get on top of people, because I have people when I do inspections, and I'll have, there's something wrong, and people will call me and they say, well, how would you fix this? And I go, I would hire a licensed and insured, blah, 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 to fix it. How would you fix it? And I go, no, I'm not going to tell you how I would fix it. Because if I tell you how I would fix it, you try to fix it that way, you screw up, and then you sue me.
Right.
I don't fix this stuff. I just inspect this stuff.
Yeah.
And, everybody just wants it on the cheap, but they all want Rolls-Royce quality with the Yugo prices, It's just not going to work that way.
Sometimes the best tool in that toolbox is a checkbook.
That's right.
I always tell people there's only three sides to construction. You have speed, price, and quality. Now, the trick is you can only ever get two. So speed, price, and quality, that's all there is. You can only get two. You have to decide.
I'll
guarantee, and I'm telling you, it's true. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the Chicago.
But we just get called people's homes, right? You want to, I want to put an addition on. Will this wall hold this up? Is this a bearing wall? They don't want your nothing. They just want you to solve their problems. Explain to them what they got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'll go back to my office, figure up a price for you, and we'll go from there.
Right. Call an engineer.
Yeah, I had a guy, I inspected the house. It was a tri-level. And it's typical, you walk in, living room, dining room, on an L, and then, partition for the kitchen. And the big question was, as a young couple, can we take down this wall, for the kitchen, because we want open concept. I go, yeah, you can take down the wall. You put in a little beam. It's not a big thing. Hooked them up with somebody. They did the work. So we go up there later on. This was my rabbi. It was his house. And we had an open house for the congregation. And I walk in and I talk to his wife and I says, how do you like the house? He goes, oh, it's very nice, blah, blah, blah. But I really wish we hadn't taken that wall out because now the kids constantly bother me when I do the, when I'm cooking. And I when you buy a house, if it's livable, move in and live there for a year. Uh-huh. You have no freaking clue what you want.
Yeah.
You don't know what you want. You haven't lived in the house. You want to make sure you get some money set aside. I tell people, they want to jump in on this stuff. They go, no, break it down. It's like your prioritization thing. Break it down into little jobs and do one job a year.
Just like the tip of the week.
Do that job and get it done.
That's what he was saying.
What happens after 20 years, you'll have your house perfect, and then you'll list it for sale.
Yeah, I got a whole nother technique. I tell my clients, no, gut the whole place. I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah. And that's the way it is. Anyway, have a good one, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will. Yeah, but along those lines, when I would go out and I would always ask people, if they wanted a new house or a major remodel, I'd always ask them, how many homes have you lived in?
Uh-huh.
Sure, and how many remodels have you been through?
But it actually has more to do with if you've only lived in one house your whole life, you really don't know what's good and what's bad. After you've lived in three or four houses, you know what you like from each one of those, and now you really can put something together that you're happy with. So
that's a good point.
It's hard when you're young, you don't have the experience, you just think you want that big patio door.
Sure.
And then you're like,
yeah, it's like if you owned a Volkswagen Beetle your whole life, you'd have no idea what you were missing.
Right.
Exactly.
You'd
never
know
how terrible it actually was.
Hey, I love those things.
Oh, what a terrible car.
What?
My aunt had one that had like 180,000 miles on it or something.
And they just go. It takes 10 minutes. You can drop that engine and trans out of that thing. All you need is a number. Yep.
The heat on high, and it's like a puppy dog panting on your leg.
Well, they're air cooled. You don't exactly have a radiator.
Right. Oh my God!
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No. It's ducted sheet metal back into the
terrible
passenger compartment.
Just don't have an exhaust leak.
Yeah, you'll asphyxiate your. That's a real problem. The heat exchanger is a real problem.
Yeah,
people got sick from them.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Oh, we haven't done this yet. Wanted a copy of the newsletter, Rich, how do they do that?
You go to mightyhouse.net and you go to the contact page, put in your first, last name, your email address, click on submit.
Boom, done.
Done.
Just like that.
That easy. Uh-huh. Yep. And you'll know now that's the kind of thing. I always tell people, you get the newsletter, you'll find out what's coming up on the show each Saturday because you get it on Friday. It's the only email we send. We don't use your email address for anything else. Uh-huh. But so far, everybody you said was going to be on other than Ian hasn't. Yeah.
That's because I'm reliable.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I can't vouch for anybody else.
So you already said Levinson may not come on later.
Right.
And I don't know what you just did to the Klein interview because that seemed to have disappeared.
Yeah, exactly. We're making two calls today. One to LeGrand, the other one to Greenlee.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
No.
No, we love Klein stuff.
Sure. I use it all the time.
I do too.
And the goofiest thing, my favorite Klein tool.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
If you've probably seen it at Idlewood, it's a little orange box.
What are you talking about, the Bluetooth speaker thing?
Yes.
Oh.
That goofy thing. It's unbelievable how good that thing sounds.
No, I was really, actually, I was hoping Mark would call him because I seriously have a very old lineman's pliers. It's a smaller one. It's a lightweight. It's toothed with a cutaway. I don't think they make it anymore. I would give my right arm. I mean, it's
really?
Like, if you said, here's a new one, here's this one, would you pay $200 for this? I would.
And what is it?
It's a lightweight, smaller lineman's.
Lineman's tool.
Mm-hmm.
They
had the contest a couple of years ago.
They don't make that model anymore.
Oldest linemen's they could find.
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it was like 1917 was the winner or something like that.
I've got some from the 50s probably, but from my father.
Yeah. So you mean they're like an 8-inch or a 6-inch?
Yeah, it's like an 8. Yeah, but it's a much lighter weight body. It's the handles are contoured. They're curved. They're not straight. The body is narrower. It also has a bunch of... what's the word I'm looking for? Not splines, but teeth with
knurls.
Yeah, it's knurled exactly. You'd have to see it. I've never seen another one like it.
And none of them, the cutting teeth haven't been blown out by short
I have
out to the
never
wires?
Blasted it.
Wow.
Nope. I've never blasted it. I did get greased yesterday though doing a fridge circuit. I said I'm like, now why is that? Who turned that on?
Uh huh. Yep.
Yeah. Pow.
Uh huh. Yeah, no.
So I always touch the wires to the box, get a direct short.
Oh, there you go.
On.
That's how Ron.
Then I know
it.
What. Then I go walk in. Where the panel is, and I label it.
Well, it's new construction. It's new construction. I assumed it would be off.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I just made that assumption. So I'm just wiring it half-assed, just doing my thing, and bam, I get smoked.
Uh huh.
So good thing I didn't trim it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I know
I've made a habit of trimming my wires at different times. I used to just take the whole stack and hit them at once.
Mm-hmm.
But I get too many people are turning stuff on that shouldn't be on.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get new pliers, and it's like that's what the guys always go for in my pouch. They go for the new stuff first.
That's
like,
right.
Hey, get your head. Get away
take
from
the
that.
Old stuff that's all rusty and doesn't
Here,
open.
Take the one you've already blown apart twice. Here, take this one.
Exactly.
And then they look
you
at me and go, yeah, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, take the one that's
yes,
now.
Yes, it used to be a wire
exactly,
cutter.
Now it's
a
wire
like
stripper.
A stripper.
Exactly. You took it out of my mouth. I was going to say, yeah, use the one that's a wire stripper now.
Right. Yeah, but they go, no, that one doesn't work. I said, yeah, because you blew it up.
Because you blasted it.
Go buy your own stuff. Somehow they got to come up with a metal that can withstand that. That's what we need to.
I don't
think
that's
on.
Quite possible because when they
melt
metal, that's all they do is.
What about titanium?
I don't know.
That can handle a lot of heat. I don't know.
Probably not direct arcing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or could they?
That's a lot of heat. We need a metallurgist.
Hotter than the surface of the sun.
Huh? How about?
That true? Is that a true statement?
That is a true
Don't
statement.
Don't make me Google that.
Lightning and arcing is hotter than the surface of the sun.
Now, that includes even a low amperage circuit when you just arc it like that?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. Because now wait
a
minute. Now, static electricity causes a spark, and that can't be hotter than the surface of the sun, can it?
Well, heat is time.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I don't
rabbit hole. There we go. Alert. Rabbit hole.
A lot of things with heat is versus time because it's the transference of heat that actually melts.
I'll buy that.
A spark for static is so quick that there's no transfer.
Hey, thanks for chiming in, Mr. Wizard.
Hey.
Drizzle, 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 drone. Trying for this one to go home.
You guys are talking tools.
Uh-huh.
What's the best modification that you've ever done to a tool? So like,
I can't say it on the radio.
Did you wrap it up with tape?
Convert it to scrap.
You mean turning them into scrap metal?
I mean like take a tool that you just got out of the box and you realized, well, if I put tape here or if I put this, if I bent it this way.
Oh, I got a couple of those.
When I had my shop set up in my garage, I actually had the sign like they did on Old Yankee Workshop, and it said all the guards have been removed, but for photographic purposes, you know, please be careful.
For demonstration.
I took a guard off everything I own because they're always in the way.
Uh-huh. Except for the circular saw.
Actually, as far as tape goes, so my Sawzall, the Sawzalls blow dust in your face like crazy. First thing I do is wrap the motor, the blower, with tape.
So that it
But even a skill
down.
Saw, Ron,
you know
if you're,
what? The
when we were cutting
good.
Rafters,
yeah?
When I'm cutting rafters, I take a nail and I pin that guard open so I don't have to fight the guard when I'm cutting all
I
my daggles.
I do that.
I
use a wood shim.
Uh-huh.
Watch your fing-fings.
So essentially,
watch your fingers and don't lay it down.
The best modification you can do to a tool is to take all the safety equipment off.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you. Hey, Rich, how about this one? You ever use these saws where you have to depress the most awkward button in the world in order to pull the trigger on it?
Yes.
I mean, you need to be an octopus to operate.
The miter boxes are
That will make you insane. Uh-huh. I got a couple of guys that work with me, and they've got these tools where, I mean, you'd literally need to be a contortionist in order to operate the tool.
You
got to
push this button, then top that button, and then pull the trigger.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have to do the two buttons and enter a code to get it to go on.
Right.
It's nuts. Oh, yeah.
Fingerprint
I know,
scanner.
It's kind of crazy, some of the safeties, so to speak, that they put
on
stuff now.
Yeah, because common sense isn't that common.
No.
You know, and you know, everybody, you know, listen, it's a lot of liability involved in making this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's because we're litigious.
That's a good word. That's a college word.
That's like a big word.
That's not
a college
word.
That's not for this show.
And it's only three syllables, so it shouldn't be really that advanced.
But that's way bigger.
You poured all your points into that one.
Well, yeah, we try to get up to five. When you get up into five syllables, you're really going after it.
Yeah. See, when I thought you were talking about modifications to tools, is like when you blew something up that didn't work, like taking the bolt cutters that you're trying to cut a service, electric service, and it wasn't going through, so I wiggled it to get it to get started. But as I wiggled it, it also shorted out to the guy wire that was grounding it out.
Ooh.
And so, of course, I was on an aluminum ladder, too. So
were you wearing your little booties?
Yes. I was on an aluminum ladder. So then as I did that, luckily I was hanging on to the rubber handles.
The grips.
It all went right down the ground and blew the whole head of my my cable cutters apart. Just gone.
You're kidding.
The whole service line went frunk. It was like all just jumped
around.
So where'd
you go after that? Walmart for some new underwear?
Yeah.
That's why I don't.
I gotta go hit the Walmart. What the hell's in Walmart? Some new skivvies.
That's exactly why I never do work at the transmitter by myself.
Oh, man.
I tie a rope around my waist and say, hey, man, I need you about 50 feet that way.
Right. If I start shaking like uncontrollably, yank on the rope.
Yep. Yeah, or in the Navy, they would always give the guy a broomstick, a wooden broomstick to kind of hit you. It's like, not only am I being electrocuted, I'm also being beat to death.
Well, that's the idea. They punish you for being dumb twice.
Exactly.
It's like the trailer hitch on your car. They always say you got to put the safety chains on. I said that's for one thing. What that does is simply rips the bumper off the towing vehicle, further punishing you for not putting it on the ball correctly. That's what the chains do.
So those kinds of things. That's kind of where I thought you were going. It was like, blowing stuff apart.
Was there any time where you were like, I can't find this pair of pliers, so mm-hmm. I'm just going to make my own, mm-hmm. or the claw on this hammer doesn't fit at this angle. So have you guys ever done that kind of thing?
Modify screwdrivers for all kinds of things.
Yeah, belt sander.
Modify it into a chisel.
Yeah, yeah.
All tools are hammers. All tools are hammers except for screwdrivers. Yeah. Those are chisels.
Yes. Chisels, punches, and pry bars.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was going to tell you another a mod that I do use quite a bit, a buddy turned me on, is I do a lot of ripping of framing lumber on my table saw or, you know, whatever type of lumber. He says, put a 7 1/4 skill saw blade in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Why didn't I ever think of that before?
Because of the speed's faster?
Oh, narrow my God. Curve. Oh, my God. The little kerf, it doesn't put the load on the saw. It goes through it like butter because they're all combination blades.
Right.
And they're mm-hmm. cheap. Uh-huh. So instead of burning up your good 10-inch blade, you know, because you're ripping poplar or good trim, throw that 7 1/4 in there, and, man, yeah, you can get up about 1 3/4 with it or maybe mm-hmm. 2, and, man, it just blasts through everything. You run through it. And it doesn't hurt the saw because it doesn't have the leverage over the motor.
Right, yeah, so.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
No.
See?
And no. I run that in my portable because like my cabinet saw is a 10-inch, but I don't do a lot of like ripping of, you know, framing lumber or whatever. But in the portable, it's pretty amazing how just a regular cheap blade, narrow curve, like you said, works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It works like diamond. And I'll give you an example. So we're doing a rebuild in Highland Park. We got some rot problems. We had to replace some rim joists. Well, the old rim joists, surprisingly, they're dug for, but they're 11 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that showed up mm-hmm. on the job ran anywhere from 11 1/8 to 11 1/2. Mm-hmm. So I had to send it all through the saw, 20 footers.
Nice.
You know, so, and you just, you know, it's just that's a long run with a skill saw. You know, so you put a guy on either end and get it nice and straight through the table saw. And, yeah, that works dynamite. A buddy of mine turned me on that a bunch of years ago.
Huh.
I was like, man, it really, and it saves the saw. I mean, make the saw last forever because it's not working so hard.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, that's, you know, it's not really a modification, but it's a little trick.
No, but still, that's not how it came.
No.
Right. It's not what it was intended.
No, but I mean, I have a grinder polisher that when I bought it, didn't realize it's not variable speed.
So would you put a speed controller on?
A rheostat on it?
Yeah, a rheostat and a GFI outlet. Plugged a thing into that, turned the rheostat, and that was my speed control for polishing granite.
There you go. Perfect. Just get a short going on it so it slows down every once in a while.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
This
you're listening
is
to
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you, too, can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. If you do, you'll have a chance to win your selection of the Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. The Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information, you can check them out at sbacil.org. All right. With that, we're back. Ian's back in. Ian is sitting in for Robbie today, since Robbie's off. I think she's got like 500 people in her family or something. There's always someone.
Five, I mean, like family.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, I thought you meant like Facebook group.
Oh, no. She's always got a wedding to go to or a birthday party.
What, is she Italian?
No.
Yeah, my wife's Italian. There's like 1,000 of them.
Yeah, no. I
got like
it.
Five people in my family were Protestant.
See, that's how that works.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you're watching on the Facebook Live wondering who that woman is, it's in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. You want to pull up the microphone right there?
I'm pulled up to the microphone.
There you go. It is Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize, correct?
It's correct.
Excellent. She's stopping in.
Oh, I got some work for you.
So she's going to be doing the Clutter Clarity segment in the
excellent.
Right after the next break. So we figure we'll bring her in right now.
Is she going to sing with you?
I don't know. Shay, do you sing?
You don't want to hear my singing voice.
I hope you do. I've been so worried all morning that I would have to do some singing.
That's good.
I recently lost my voice, and
really?
So the singing voice is not up to par.
No, and it's not. Yeah. So Ian needs his garage cleaned out, too. So is that is that possible?
Garage, basement, oh, yes. Barn, kitchen, living room.
We do it all. We do it all.
See, I'm a clutter person.
Yeah.
I don't mind clutter.
Yeah.
I don't like filth. Mm. Clutter, I'm totally content with clutter.
Just stack it up.
Well, I grew up in a cluttered house.
Yeah.
It was a very small, modest house I grew up in. You're used to clutter.
So it's comfortable for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Never known any difference. It's kind of like going back to that owning that Volkswagen. You just don't know what you have till you don't have it anymore.
Oh, I was listening to that, and I've had two Volkswagens. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm talking like a 72 Beetle.
Oh, yeah. But see, I used to buy those, clean them up, and then turn them over and resell them.
And made what, like $12?
No. Make a couple $100 on them. But that's when I was stationed over in Germany, and you couldn't have any holes in them. You know, if the
government doesn't allow that.
Right. So I would patch up all the bodies, clean them up, and resell them.
See, now just imagine if you had Flex Seal back then, how far you could have gotten.
Or just T-Rex tape.
T-Rex tape. Tape the car together.
That's it.
I cut this Volkswagen in half.
Spray it up, and you're off and going again.
Beautiful car. Beautiful car. I love it.
And I never really cared for them until I had three or four of them like that. And driving them around, I mean, they're just a blast to drive.
So much fun. And I had a convertible.
Oh, see?
Two convertibles,
but
yeah.
A Beetle?
Yes.
Oh, you had the Beetle. Okay, yeah. So this was one of them a Super Beetle?
I actually had a turbo engine Beetle.
Wow.
That was my first Beetle.
Oh, it's turbo underneath hood.
Yeah. And then I got one after they remade the body. Not as cute, but still fun.
Did you put the eyelashes on the front?
I did not, but I put a really cute Mission to Organize sign on the side and got lots of attention on Lakeshore Drive.
You get that thing where the people put the, like, eye. You ever seen this?
The
they
eyelashes?
Put the eyelashes on the front. They got the hippie
the flower
in there, the whole shooting match there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
man.
We have an exterminating company down here that drives nothing but yellow Volkswagens, and they put a tail on the back. The eyes are the headlights, and they actually have ears on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And when they drive, they'll fold down. They're spring-loaded. So these poor poor guys, when they pull up to a stoplight, the ears pop up. And they're driving around in Volkswagen mice.
That's funny. Oh my!
Not if you work for them. I'm going to be like working at Long John Silver's and telling you got to wear the uniform.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't need the job.
I don't have enough humility for that job.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down
great
to.
Great advertising, you guys.
Really?
Great way to get the eyes on you, man. That's what it's all about.
Is it?
Okay.
See, I try to run a low profile. My vans, I mean, you figure, what, 27 years I think I've been in business, never lettered a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only call I get is whoever, somebody just cut me off at what it is. Because I drive like a maniac.
Stop cutting people off, yeah.
In a van like that, they're asking for candy.
Yeah. You know,
I got places to be, man.
I've been flagged down, like literally in the middle of the street. I need your card.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Many times. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's an in-demand thing. I mean, we have a lot of stuff nowadays. I mean, people own a tremendous... Go into a house, like the house I grew up in, back to the clutter.
Yeah.
We had one main closet. The house was built in 1922.
Right.
And that closet was 3 feet deep by 2.5 feet wide. That was the right. closet for the house.
Mm-hmm.
The bedrooms didn't even have closets. You didn't own that many clothes. Right. You had your Sunday best. You had three or four sets of clothes. That's what you owned.
Right.
Yeah. You know, now the kids have 22 pairs of sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had one. Uh-huh. They were worn out.
Right.
And you walked to school uphill both ways.
Yes,
right?
I did.
Split a half an egg with my older brother.
That's right. It was rough. It was rough, I'm telling you.
Yeah, right. That's a problem with those old places, though. We see a lot of that. It's what am I supposed to do with this closet?
These older houses don't have a lot of storage in them, you know. So downstairs they go. A lot of our stuff. So the house I grew up in, we had summer and winter. So everything went downstairs in the basement, and got put in bags for the winter, and vice versa, and it came back up. There just simply wasn't enough room.
Right.
And oftentimes we have to do that with our clients. You know, they have to have a seasonal change out, you know, of their clothing because there's just no other option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mission to organize. Yes. You guys like more organize everything then, right?
We do. Yeah, I brought you this fancy card to tell you all the stuff we do.
You're gonna make your home, office, if you're going to move, you'll organize and unpack and get everybody ready to go.
Wow,
and then unpack them again.
Exactly.
Party planning.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Having a birthday party.
Now, you have to understand, you're talking to Ron Calgill. Now, Ron knows, let me tell you what Ron knows about planning.
Well, he got here this
morning.
That's a good start.
He can't even spell planning.
Right. So that's just, okay, so part, and then, okay, what, okay, so life.
Yeah.
Organize people's lives.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Aspect?
This includes, like, errand running.
She's a mentor.
Yeah, oh, we have to guide people, you know. it also includes, you know, their schedules, like helping them out with their schedules, managing their online life, their computer files. I mean, these are all things that people are challenged with.
I know some interior designers that could use your help.
We work really closely hand-in-hand with interior designers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I got some work for you, man.
So the obvious Robbie question next is what's this cost to have you come in and do this stuff?
Well, at Mission to Organize, we charge $80 per hour per organizer.
Okay.
But, you know, every organizing service is a little bit different. The range is for a starting organizer about $50 per hour, and it goes up to $250 per hour.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Ron,
I'm in the wrong business.
She is a certified professional organizer.
Right.
You're
She's
correct.
A CPO.
What's that? What's
and there that? Is What's a certification mean? That can be had for this, huh?
That's what I have. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Explain.
So, there's a requirement, just like any other certification. Within a period of 3 years, you have to have 1,500 working hours with clients. I had to turn in all of my hours with all my client names and exactly what I did with them. There's a test, of course,
what?
And a very expensive test.
Well, it's very expensive, but it's got to be in perfect order, I would imagine.
Oh, you have no idea.
The test is always expensive. You ever notice that?
No, but you know, right. Everything's numbered, obviously, correctly, but all the lines are exactly the same. It's absolutely laid out perfect.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a very organized test. and then it requires, you know, education. So
continuing ed.
Right. Okay. So every 3 years you have to recertify. So I just recertified this past year, like about a month and a half ago.
And that's a national...
It is.
A national organization?
And see, I had no idea this even existed, which probably explains the clutter in my house.
Yes.
So, yeah, the organization is NAPO. It's the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals.
Huh.
I've been around for quite some time now. Just attended the national conference. It was in the suburbs here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Bummer.
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 Why, you wanted to go?
It's usually a chance to get to Vegas or in L.A., but, you know, get out of town is all I meant.
Yeah.
Schaumburg.
Well, usually it's someplace fun like Phoenix or Atlanta or LA. Those are, you know, some of the recent locations that we've been to. So, but it's great. You know, you get in the people in the same room and we're all like organizing nerds.
Now, does everybody size each person up to see how organized they really are? Like, I'd be out in the parking lot casing people's automobiles. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
See how much crud is
call them out and you call yourself certified.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and,
right.
it's just the car's a disaster inside of it. You know what I mean?
I mean, you couldn't go to a dinner. You know what I mean? Because if you move anything incorrectly, it's like you're called out. You
That's
know?
Right. It's like, which side is the water glass go on again? Which one's
even your outfits, you know?
Really?
It's like when I looked at the pictures afterwards.
On.
Yeah, the earrings match the necklace that matches, you know, like everything coordinates.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you have the bag.
That
you know.
Sounds awful.
Oh,
yeah. I wonder, is it a it's magnet brilliant. For people with OCD?
Yes, I think
we have. I think every organizer has a titch of that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we got 1 minute left here. When we come back from the break, you're going to take over the Clutter Clarity segment
awesome.
And get that rolling. Mission to Organize, Shea Lewis, and your website and information there?
Mission2organize.com.
There you go. See, check out all that stuff she does for you, Ian.
Man, I'm telling you, this is just such a fantastic concept. I really didn't know it existed.
Yeah. See? That's the way
now
it goes.
You know. Now you
That's
know.
It. So, all right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Clutter Clarity next. You are listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline, 877-711-5611. And you can check out all their cleaning products at MrFloor.com. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And if you give us a call and you get on the line, then you'll also have a chance to win one of those cleaning products. So with that, I think it's time for Clutter Clarity. And Shay,
with that or with this and that?
With this and that. So Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize has agreed to come in and sit in for Robbie since she was off today. So she's going to do it because if you leave the clutter segment to Rich and I, it's not good.
Buy a storage container, put it in your backyard, put all your cool stuff in there, done.
There you go. Boom, done.
Segment's over.
It's called pole buildings.
Yes.
So we thought we'd bring somebody in a little more professional than Rich and I or Ian to try and do this segment.
You mean someone that's actually organized.
Yeah, that part too.
So, I am organized.
So we start off with a song. You ready for the song?
I'm ready.
And this is brought to you in part by, or brought to you, Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. That's what we're going to say right now. And then I'm going to hit this button. Oh, Robbie dances too. That's good. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here is Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House. Okay. Nope, she's not going to sing.
Lord, help me get away.
I dance, I don't sing.
Okay.
Only you can save me now from this misery.
I'm all alone. I'm out here all alone.
You've got the vibrato going.
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
There you go.
All right, there we go. Okay, and see, Lord, can you tell me? It says, what can I tell you? Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor. Mr. Floor Cleaning Products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, Shay, it is all yours.
So
what do you got for us?
It's moving season.
Houses are selling like crazy right now.
It's insane. Uh-huh. I've been networking with a lot of real estate agents. They're super happy about that.
Yes.
And I have a lot of clients that are moving right now. So it's a big project. It's a stressful time for people. So I just thought I'd give some tips on
how to get organized, get ready to move.
Yes.
What if you're trying to get the house prepped, though? I mean, even if you're putting it on the market, you don't need Ian's clutter all over, do you?
No.
That's a deal killer.
Yeah.
So how do you get through that, then?
So, I mean, it is good to bring in an outside person, like Mission to Organize or like another decluttering company, because this is a fight, you know? Uh-huh. It's like if you're just going to leave it to the two members of the household and the kids, it's like going to be a disaster, I promise.
No.
Yeah, fighting. Oh, we got to keep this. No, I don't want that. You know, to have the outside perspective, I come in, I have like a clear, I don't have any history with the thing.
Yeah, you're a neutral,
emotional attachment.
Exactly. Yeah. I can look at it with clear eyes, you know, and say, do you really think you need that? I think you don't, you know.
I like having my old radio sitting right there next to the couch. I know it doesn't work, but it looks cool.
Well, as long as it doesn't have clutter all over it, right?
Well, yeah, no, see, now there you go.
Yeah. Sometimes it's surrounded by clutter, and then you can't even see the radio, right?
Okay.
And then, like, what's the point? And, you know, we have a lot of real estate agents that call us, and they walk in, and they're like, I can't show this place like this. So that's where we come in to at least hide the clutter, even if people aren't ready to get rid of it yet, because maybe they're upsizing. So their next house is going to be a lot larger. So they want to keep the stuff, but we will pack it up into boxes, hide it away in a storage unit somewhere, and make it look nice and ready for the walkthrough and for the real estate agent. And for people to come in and envision themselves, that's the whole point, right? As you like walk through the place, you want to like imagine, oh, all of my clothes can fit in this closet. Oh, I can imagine my kids playing in this room. Oh, there's an extra room. It's an office. I can make that my office. So you want people really imagining all of these things. And if there's like clutter piled up and stuff, you know, first of all, it gives people like kind of an icky feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it also, they can imagine themselves living there and they can imagine their things fitting in there.
So how many times have you cleaned up somebody's house and decided to stay? They liked what you did.
Oh, more times than not, they say, wow, I wish I did this 20 years ago. Right. I probably would have stayed, you know. Wow.
Except it took 20 years to amass the collection anyway.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, they say, you know, when you have a bigger house that you accumulate
more
to
stuff.
Fill that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It just fills a void.
Sure. Yeah, so it's like you feel like, oh, I have an empty closet. I have to put something
in
there.
That's why we keep sending stuff into space. There's plenty of room.
So I bring a team in. Okay. We declutter. We get rid of all the, you know, extras. Make a little space in the closets and the cabinets. Then the cleaning team comes in, of course. That's really
cleaning
important.
Team.
Yeah. I mean, we don't do cleaning.
Okay.
But
you subcontract it out. You bring in the people to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, we work with a lot of different people to make all of this stuff happen, whether it's, you know, a junk hauler. We have estate people that come in for kind of like valuable items. We have a bookseller who comes in and will pay the client back for their books.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're actually in the middle of an estate clean out right now. And the woman, you know, was like 85 or 95 when she passed. And she had all these fantastic books. And they were all like first edition.
Oh, wow.
Signed by the author. Like really cool stuff. So they'll put a value on that and pay the client back, you know,
oh, really?
For those books. Yeah.
So
a portion.
My Cycle and Rider magazine pile, there's no value in those, right?
I'm sure there's not.
I feel confident about that statement. But I would think this has got to be good emotionally for the clients, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, like my wife just went through a big purging kind of thing, and I've got a friend who did the same thing. They're downsizing houses.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, he feels just 100 times better emotionally from not having all this stuff burdening him.
Exactly.
And what to do with it.
Exactly.
You know,
it really is. It, you know, if your stuff feels like a burden, that's when it's an issue.
Oh,
you know,
I'm in trouble. You ever see that commercial that says you need storage right away and the girlfriend's torching all the stuff with a blowtorch?
Right.
That's Shay when she comes in.
No.
My stuff will be
She's
gone.
She's blasting it.
All my wife's stuff will be there. That's got to go. That's got to be all my stuff.
So how do you figure that stuff out then? I mean, because if people are emotional about their stuff, how do you break that emotional bond and get this job done? We got a minute left too, by the way.
Sure. I mean, it's really about asking the right questions. So you ask the questions that get them to make the decision themselves rather than telling them.
This
you
has got to go.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you really see it? You know, talk about the burden, talk about their vision for their life, where they want to be, and they come to it on their own.
Excellent. Shay Lewis, Mission to Organize. I appreciate your time today.
Thank
and the
you.
Website real quick.
Mission2organize.com.
Excellent. All right. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks, Shay.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.